the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, filling in for McGraw. Sarah Daly is here, filling in for Kelly Jackson this morning. And joining us now on the phone is Mark Edlitz, who's a filmmaker and author of a new book called How to Be a Superhero. Mark, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Paul and Sarah.
I know that a couple of years ago you made a movie, a documentary called Jedi Junkies, which was about Star Wars fans, but I mean Star Wars super fans. And now you've moved into the realm of comic book superheroes and TV and movie superheroes. And before we talk about the people you interviewed for this book, I'm curious about the crossover, the Comic-Con crossover, if you will, between that Star Wars fanboy base and the comic book character superhero fanboy base.
I think it's pretty large. I think that that there's a big crossover of people who like both superheroes and Star Wars fans.
Yeah. And they're confused when they have to go to Comic-Con as to who they're going to dress up as.
It's quite a choice. It's quite the choice to make.
So who did you interview for this book?
I interviewed 35 different actors and actresses who played superheroes. Everyone from Adam West, Batman, Tim Daly, Superman, Yvonne Craig, Batgirl, Julie Newmar, Catwoman, to some folks in the Marvel world, Tom Hiddleston, who played Loki, Clark Gregg, who played Phil Coulson, Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk, Alan Cumming, who played Nightcrawler. And I also tried to get actors and characters that haven't been written about as much. So I interviewed the actors who played Howard the Duck. Adrian Palicki talks to me about in her first interview about Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman pilot that didn't get put on TV.
Yeah.
I tracked down the cast of the Fantastic Four film, which is a Roger Corman film that was made but never was released. And I spoke to Matt Salinger, who... son of J.D. Salinger, who played Captain America in a 1990 film, Captain America, which did not get released as well.
Did any of them start to believe they actually had superpowers?
That's a good question. So, you know, that's what sort of gets to the basis of the book is, how does playing a superhero affect you? How does that impact your life? And some of the people said that it made them a little bit more moral. And some of the people said, you know, if I were in a situation, I think I would act a little bit more heroically. And some of the people had a story or two where, you know, they're walking down the street and there's a mugging. And this is in particular John Newton, who played Superboy, who said, you know, he saw a mugging and he ran after the person who did the mugging. He's like, wait a minute, I don't have superpowers.
You know, there's a great scene on the Big Bang Theory a few years ago where they were all dressed up as various characters from the League of Nations, and they were leaving the comic book store and going down the street, and they saw a mugging in progress, and they were all dressed up as these various superheroes, and they decided, we should get out of here. Exactly like that. Now, you mentioned Adam West, and I would think among all of these, he's the one who took a character and turned it into a career, because even today, he will still introduce himself as Adam Batman West, right?
Absolutely. Adam West is sort of the actor who started it all and who also took a lot of the criticism for it as well. He was so successful in that role that it in many ways defined him. And what he told me was he fought that for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he realized it's not a battle that I'm ever going to win. So instead of trying to pretend I never was Batman, I'm going to embrace it. And so he's dressed up, he's dressed up as Batman at conventions, and then that's the only thing that's not recently. But everything else, he still continues to do this to this day. He's voiced the character on animated cartoons. He's showed up in other Batman-related animation. He does the voice for the Lego Batman on a Batman short. He keeps that alive.
But like Leonard Nimoy, who you also interviewed for the book, he for a lot of years said, you know, I'm not Spock. Stop just referring to me as a Spock. I'm an actor and I can do other things. But once they played those iconic characters, that's who they were in the public's mind forever, right?
Right. It brands them in a way. And in the past, that for many of them, that was detrimental. But now, as we're seeing, it's now a huge platform for them to try other things.
Now, you talked to a lot of the people who came from the Marvel Universe, and of course, in that world, Stan Lee is considered a god because he created so many of these characters. Did you get a chance to talk to him? And
I did.
Was he happy with the way his characters have been portrayed on screen?
Stan Lee seems to be happy about everything. He seems to be someone who's sort of genuinely enthusiastic about the fact that all of his creations have taken off lives of their own, which is not to say that he doesn't have specific reservations about how they're interpreted here and there. You know, like for the Spider-Man in the 70s, rather, Nicholas Hammond, who played one of the Von Trapp kids, he played Spider-Man in the 1970s. And if you look at that show, the production value is not that great. Spider-Man he's not fighting big supervillains like we think of. He's fighting, it's more crime-based.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a show that he thinks that was probably the most successful interpretation of his character.
But now with Iron Man and all the rest of the Marvel comic books getting turned into these major movies and making billions of dollars worldwide, he's getting a piece of that, right?
Yes, yeah.
And now, Sarah, you perked up a little while ago when Mark mentioned Adrian Palicki doing the Wonder Woman pilot.
Big fan of Wonder Woman, and I know she only existed for about 2 years, but She-Ra and He-Man back in the day, like, that was something as a little girl I was like, yeah, princess of power. So, but Wonder Woman, she's kind of one of those just powerful images, and I think a lot of times people kind of get, a little opinionated on the sexism or how they portray a lot of the female superheroes. Is that something you get a lot of feedback on?
Yes. I spoke to... I think that's something that any actress who plays a superhero is aware of, is how much are they trying to amp up the sex appeal. And Helen Slater, who played Supergirl in the film Supergirl, it was very aware of, sort of the young woman's journey from girl to woman. And, she talks about, it's not practical to fight crime when your midriff is showing.
Right.
In a miniskirt. It's just not a practical... It's not a practical outfit.
And not only that, the women who are portrayed in any comic book are always super busty and wearing exactly that kind of garb that you're talking about, which makes me wonder, are there young women who are more attracted to comic books now than there were before? Has that relationship between the publishers and the audience changed?
And I think all the comic book companies, Marvel and DC and the other ones, are trying to court young girls and women, and they're a little bit more careful about how they portray women's bodies.
I was just going to ask that.
I'm sorry, were you about to say, Sarah?
No, I was just going to ask you that their image, their body image. Some of them had the cartoon characters had the itty-bitty waist and, the broad shoulders, and then when they actually put an actress in a uniform or in a costume and put them on screen, it's a little bit different, but they still have those rock-solid bodies.
Right, exactly. I think that's also true of the men, too. All these are sort of idealized figures that are drawn with, their muscles are bigger than life, and their breasts are bigger than life. And that's not something that, that doesn't reflect what everyone else in the world looks like.
Mark, this morning we heard the sad news that actor Christopher Lee has
died.
He played villains throughout a great part of his career. And I'm curious if in the book you talked to any of the people who played supervillains on the screen and how they felt about those roles.
Yes. Tom Hiddleston, he plays Loki in Avengers. Catwoman, Julie Newmar, I spoke with. With Tom Hiddleston, he really knows his comic book lore. He really, really, really did his homework. And he could quote chapter and verse, from all of Loki's appearances in all through Marvel. And I also spoke to Michael Rosenbaum, who did Lex Luthor in the Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Michael was talking about, what it was like for him and how he approached the role. And, he talks about leaving the show for a couple of years and coming back for the series finale.
You know, I always say that the key to making any superhero movie or spy movie work isn't necessarily who's playing that character, but who's playing the villain.
Right, exactly. And with Michael and Lex Luthor, he wanted to, you know, Gene Hackman is one of our finest actors,
yep.
And Gene Hackman played Lex Luthor in Superman 1, 2, and 4. But Michael Rosenbaum wanted to do a more menacing, multi-dimensional Lex Luthor. And the Gene Hackman Lex Luthor is a little bit more campy.
I got to go back to Julie Newmar for just a second.
Yes, please do.
Because I was a very little boy when I used to see her on Batman, and yet my loins tingled whenever she was on TV.
What she told me is that she's had so many people come up to her and say that her character sort of awakened their sexuality.
Yeah.
And she sees that as a very positive thing.
What did she tell you about why she wasn't Catwoman through the entire series? Eartha Kitt and Lee Merriweather also played that character.
Exactly. Some of that was just scheduling. She had a movie. I think one of them was, I think it was called McKenna's Gold. And so sometimes she just had to make a choice to do other things.
The book is called How to Be a Superhero. It's going to hit Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other bookstores online and off next week. Mark Edlitz is the man who did the interviews that make up the book. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.